Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Lisa Yard, graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On the eastern side of Barbados, in the quiet St. Philip district of Brayton, a mystery was born in 1948, one that would outlive generations, become part of island folklore, and leave behind a name many older Barbadians still remember. The name, Lloyd Linton. Today in Bajan History, we look back at May 29, 1948. Details were scarce then, and they remain scarce now. But what was known shocked the country. A young man from Brayton Village had allegedly stabbed and killed one of his own colleagues during an altercation. Nobody ever seemed to agree on what exactly caused the dispute. Some said it was sudden anger, others claimed no clear motive was ever discovered. But before police could properly close in on Lloyd Linton, he disappeared. He vanished from Brayton, vanished from St. Philip, vanished from Barbados, or so some believed. And just like that, one of the island's most enduring manhunts began. Police searched for him for years. Notices circulated across Barbados. An advertisement published in the Barbados Advocate on May 11, 1950, by the Criminal Investigation Department listed Linton among the island's most wanted. It stated, 26-year-old Lloyd Linton of Brayton, St. Philip, wanted for murder, and a reward of $240 is offered. $240 in 1950 was no small amount. Authorities clearly believed someone, somewhere, knew where Lloyd Linton was hiding, but nobody talked. Or perhaps nobody knew. The years rolled on. Still no arrest. Still no confirmed sighting. Still no Lloyd Linton. And slowly, the case moved beyond police records and into Bajan folklore. Parents began invoking his name to frighten misbehaving children. Behave yourself or Lloyd Linton gonna get you. In St. Philip communities, Lloyd's story took on a life of its own and was memorialized in the parishes with heritage on display for the regathering document in 2025 under the heading St. Philip's Most Wanted. Speculations continued, but officially the mystery endured. Today, nearly eight decades later, the story of Lloyd Linton remains one of Barbados's most haunting, unsolved fugitive cases. If he somehow lived into old age, he would have spent more than 70 years evading the long arm of the law. And somewhere between history and legend, Lloyd Linton became more than a wanted man. He became a Bajan ghost story, rooted in real events, a reminder that sometimes the most enduring mysteries are not the ones with the most evidence, but the ones with the fewest answers.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.